Thanks for the opportunity to offer some thoughts from our perspective on this agenda item. I mean, we see recognition across many previous and new proposals on the need for context-specific, appropriately situated human control and or judgment over the use of force. And we do think this has implications for necessary constraints on autonomous weapons. ICRC sees it really as a need to ensure human control over the use of force in a specific attack, if you want to link it to humanitarian law. And after all, sufficient control over the effects of weapons used in an attack will be required to ensure compliance with IHL rules that govern that attack. So perhaps in that sense, it's useful to think about human control over the use of force rather than human control over autonomous weapon systems, since, I mean, I think as the distinguished representative from the USA alluded to, with an autonomous weapon system, some human control has already been relinquished just by virtue of the way it functions, selecting and applying force without human intervention. But we wanted to offer a few thoughts really on the ethical dimensions of this issue. I think many states, civil society and others have emphasized over the years that ensuring human control and judgment over the use of force is not only a requirement from a legal perspective, but also necessary from an ethical perspective. And I think the ethical concerns have been emphasized by many states today, Philippines, Ireland, China, Mexico, France, Austria, Pakistan. And of course, in some of the new proposals highlight this ethical driver for human control and positions. The communique by Latin American and Caribbean states refers to preventing further dehumanization of warfare. Austrian and State of Palestine working papers refer to protecting human dignity. And ultimately, considerations of how to ensure human control and judgment in practice over the use of force lead us back to these specific prohibitions and restrictions that need to be articulated that we've been discussing throughout the week. And I think this was highlighted by Switzerland earlier this morning. So from the ICRC's perspective, we really stress that states should not overlook the fact that IHL rules are in effect a codification of ethical values. They've informed the continued development of humanitarian law, including specific prohibitions and restrictions on weapons. And something we've mentioned before, but that since ethical values in society develop over time, military technologies and practices evolve over time, it's quite normal that ethical considerations continue to inform the progressive development of IHL. And as Pakistan just mentioned, IHL is not a static construct. Indeed, the Martins Clause recognizes the role of ethics in the form of the principles of humanity and the dictates of public conscience in providing guidance where the law perhaps is not yet explicit or agreed. So in our view, the ethical concerns in relation to autonomous weapons can't be subsumed into and adequately addressed solely by just thinking about application of existing rules. We think they're necessary. It's necessary to look at them in terms of articulating specific prohibitions and restrictions. I think at a previous meeting, Switzerland noted that autonomous weapons whose effects can't be predicted or controlled would not only be unlawful, but they'd also be unacceptable from an ethical standpoint. And in some of the new working papers this week, for example, Austria recognizes that autonomous weapons that target persons could violate the dignity and worth of the human person, as well as the principles of humanity and the dictates of public conscience. Similarly, the State of Palestine working paper raises concerns about this process of reducing humans to digital data for the application of force being dehumanizing. And our view has always been that autonomous weapons in general, by virtue of the process of using force, raise ethical concerns, but certain types raise particularly acute concerns. And it's for this reason, as well as for the legal reasons we outlined yesterday, that our view is that it's necessary to explicitly prohibit autonomous weapons designed or used to target persons. And our sense is that the motivations for that prohibition will remain relevant regardless of technological developments. So in summary, ICRC would just encourage states to continue to engage with and address these ethical considerations as part of this process of developing and strengthening IHL protections to make them effective as military weapons technologies and practices evolve. Thank you.